can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for August 31st, 2022, episode number 20. Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love. How are you? How are you tonight?
I'm good. Hello, cork soakers.
Hello, cork soakers. Glad you're here. I hope you have a glass.
Let us cheers right away before you ask what it is.
Cheers.
I am ready for this. I've been waiting for this.
Me
Tell
too.
Me what this is. Well, let's have a drink first. Okay. Let's have a sip. Okay.
Ooh. Needs to open up a bit, don't you think?
It does, but yeah. You decant?
I just decanted it.
It has a distinct kind of...
It's a cab.
Kind of a petroleum aftertaste.
It's a petroleum cab.
Yes, it's a petroleum cab.
It's a pretty...
this is Boomtown by Dusted Valley Cabernet Sauvignon from Washington State 2019. We set out with nothing more than a blank map, an unquenchable thirst for adventure, and a natural sense of direction, and ended up with a wine to write home about. Bring a glass and leave your comfort zone. No kidding. This is Boomtown by way of Dusted Valley.
I just think it's a full body.
It is very full.
It's a full bodied cab. And this was a gift from my friend Peggy. Peggy,
oh, remember Peggy? Peggy, man, Peggy visited. I like your friend Peggy.
I know,
I like your friend Peggy a lot.
So Peggy and I go way back. I mentioned it on the show 2 weeks ago.
Oh no,
ago.
Let me just say,
okay,
when Peggy was here, she visited for two nights.
One night.
Felt like two, but not in a bad way. Not in a bad way. Man, it was like you guys went into a time machine. You went.
It was like there was no
time. You were right back
all.
30 years ago or whatever, and you were talking about stuff, and you physically both look younger.
Oh.
You changed on the spot. I saw you outside sitting there in the Adirondack chairs, and you
know, I know.
Your blonde hair is waving in the wind.
Well, oh gosh, Peggy and I go back at least 30 years. Yeah, I think. Yeah. At least 30 years. And so we've always been friends. We've always stayed in touch, but I haven't seen her. Oh, it's got to be over 10 years last time I saw her. She looks exactly the same. And so she was dropping her daughter off at a program that her daughter's doing for the school year. And she came and spent one night with us, and it was absolutely lovely. And so she brought us this bottle of wine.
Okay, let's try it now. Yes. This opened up a little bit. Let's see how we do. Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes all the difference.
Yes. Let's get in there. It's getting there.
Yeah.
So Peggy came and we just learned so much from each other. But the thing that was the funniest is that she kept three times she called you my ex-husband's name. Because she's used to being.
I know. And I completely understand it.
She was so, because her daughter specifically said, Mom, make sure you don't call him blank.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah. And it did not bother me at all, of course. I knew exactly what was happening, but she kept like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It really doesn't bother me at all.
I know it did bother you. I know
that. It's kind of funny though.
Yeah, it was great. And then when we went out to dinner.
Did I call you? Wasn't there something else? Didn't you call me something?
I called you the same name because it was stuck in my head.
Oh, that's right. You did it too.
Yes.
My own wife.
I know.
Of 17 years. Can't remember my name. One visit from the timekeeper there, from Peggy the timekeeper.
But we went out to dinner and we prayed at dinner and
man, she's like, should we pray? I said, oh yeah, cool. And she's like, pow, 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 bless this marriage, pow, 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 wow, amen. Like, wow, you're so good at
it. I saw fireworks.
Yeah, she's like, I've been doing this for a while. Like, I guess that was true. Yeah, it was cool.
I know.
That
was very so cool. Nice. And then she was able to go to the Bridge Church with me on Sunday morning, which was extra special too. So that was nice. We can talk more about that later, but I loved having her here, and I feel like our friendship is even stronger. It was really, really nice.
And then you had
a
flat tire.
Oh yes. So Peggy and I were going to, where were we going? We were just to the store.
No, The store church.
I was going, we were actually going to go, no, we were going downtown. This was on Saturday.
Yeah.
And,
oh, big trip downtown, downtown Fred.
Yeah. Ooh. 5 minutes away. And,
hey now, everybody.
And Tommy was there in the morning cutting down the tree that blocked our driveway.
Yes.
And you seemed to think maybe, cause it was like a little piece of rebar. That's what it was. It wasn't a nail.
Rebar?
Yeah,
no, it's rebar.
Rebar.
Yeah, I mean stuff in the cement. No, it looked like, no.
It wasn't a nail.
It was Tommy's fault. I'm just telling you, it's Tommy's fault. Because he was chopping down the tree that, you know, that he'd already kind of rescued us from the big storm. And, you know, these trees, like, you can't chop it off all the way because it's got barbed wire fence attached to it. There's things from 100 years ago that have been attached to these trees, all kinds of stuff. So, you know, who knows, maybe a pinata.
Who knows?
But it was in your tire, all right.
But Peggy and I got in the car, and I got down the street, and they were like, the indicator light came on. And as soon as I got back in the garage, it was completely flat.
It was deflated. Yeah, it had that huge piece in it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I had to call roadside assistance. So on Sunday, they came and they changed they put the spare on, which is crazy because it's deflated and they have to inflate the spare.
Yeah, there's a like little pump compact in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he showed me this piece. He's like, if they ever tow your car, make sure you put this piece on your car or else they will ruin your car.
Oh. What piece was that?
It looks like a little round hook.
Where are you supposed to put it on your car?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have to look at the owner manual. Owner's manual.
You are a manual type of girl.
Yes,
so
I am.
I'm sure you'll figure it out.
I am. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So then the guy who changed my tire said, go to Discount Tire. Go get your tire, change at Discount Tire.
This was very interesting. You can tell all about Discount Tire. So Tina's like, would you come with me? Like, sure, of course. I'm like, shall I drive? No.
Well, so, you have to drive only 50 miles an hour on this goofy wheel.
On the donut. Tire.
On the donut.
But you went from zero to motherfucker. Now she's very stressed because she felt like she was doing something wrong by having her flashers on and doing 50 in the right hand lane, and then, you know, it goes down to one lane. I said, yeah, just roll over on the shoulder. Now you didn't like any of this.
I didn't. I kept saying, I'm in distress. Yeah. I'm in distress.
And but then you start yelling at your fellow road users, like really nasty. And I'm like, leaky bucket, baby, leaky bucket. Motherfucker, get out of my way. Just pass me already. Pass me already.
Did I actually sound like that? Did I really sound?
I'm being kind.
Okay. it was very stressful.
You do become like, you know.
I have road rage. I do.
It's not road rage. You just yell at people. It's not really
road
rage.
And I always tell them to get out of my life.
Get out of your life, disintegrate, you know, all these horrible things.
I am
things.
Not a leaky bucket in the car.
No. Your buckets are trailing behind.
I'm a closed can of
whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that was quite
this is growing on me, by the way.
It's very good.
Yeah.
But Discount Tire, what a great, highly recommended. They fixed my tire for free. Yeah.
And I knew that because I remember having that same experience where they came out and said, okay, here's your car. Well, how much is it? And that's for free. What?
Yeah.
What?
No. Packed in there too.
Yeah. If we can fix it, then and of course you had an appointment because you are Miss Efficient.
Well, that helped.
I love it
because it said if you didn't have an appointment, you would have waited for hours.
Yeah.
So if that's the key, if you're going to take it there, make an appointment. But he also, I'm like, how do you guys make so much money on if you're replacing tires for free? And what did he say about rubber?
He said the profit margins on rubber are insane. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, if you're a manager, you make out like a bandit here. So you're a manager? Yep.
So they were having
upscale donuts brought in. You know, these guys are like, they're doing okay there, Discount Tire.
So of course, you know, I get the how do we do survey? And of course I fill out every single survey that's sent to me. I do. So yeah. So that was
Teresa was supposed to come, but she canceled.
Yeah, she's going to come end of October, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because then what else happened? Because I went to Dallas. I was gone for most of last week.
Yes.
Honestly. Did we have half a day between the time Peggy was here and I left? One day, I think.
Tuesday, yes.
Yeah, she left Monday?
No, I took her to the airport on Sunday. We had Monday, and then you left early Tuesday.
Right.
And I have to tell you, I have to share, I guess I should say. When you were getting ready to go, poor Phoebe was following Adam around like crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Following him around because she saw that she could tell he's getting ready to go. And she laid at the door watching the door for hours.
Aww.
And then she became my shadow and she forgot all about you.
I know. And I came home and she's like, yeah, I'm not sleeping in the studio during the show. I'm over here with mom. Okay. And I take her out for a walk and she's like, looking at me. What are you looking at me? I'm like, dude, where's the treats?
I know.
Mom was with the treats. Where's my treat? Like, what? What? Have you been spoiled?
I spoil her that way. And you spoil her in other ways, too. So.
Well, I take her for a ride in the car unnecessarily.
Yes. And I posted a video on Instagram of her running into the car. And the poor thing, she slipped sliding away. We got to get something new. So we're going to get her little booties, I think, to see.
Yeah, because we had another interesting incident. So we have not a guest on the show, but we have a house guest. Texas Slim is, again, on his way into Austin. So. He comes from the panhandle, so I drove about, 7 hours today?
Oh, cool.
And then he's staying. So we had a lovely dinner, by the way. Thank you so much for your beef ribs. Unbelievable.
Yes, they were delicious.
Simmering for 8 hours.
Yes, very, very
for
good.
The lost son who came home from his travels.
Yes, got it.
The traveler giving us his updates from the wilderness.
Yeah, but as soon as he showed up at the door, Phoebe was ferocious, even though she knows him.
Yeah, but then... her legs
they gave out on her.
Well, they because of the floor, it's very slippery, our concrete, so she was trying to get traction and then
her hips splayed.
And she went and right away she's like, oh shoot, I blew my cover here, I got a big ass mouth, but it'll suck. Poor baby.
I know, I worry about that, so we're gonna get her little booties. We're gonna see if she'll wear them.
I don't think that, and there's no little booties. Have you seen how big these feet are?
I know.
That's not little booties, that's like
we're gonna get her dog booties. Just so that she can, you know, run around a little bit. Because poor thing, she's slipping and sliding. Her paws are splayed. Yeah. I'm like,
poor thing. But no pictures, okay?
Oh, no. We got to post pictures.
It's very demeaning.
Got to post pictures.
The dog is like, well, I love that I can run now, but dude.
Yeah.
We're going to get pink ones.
Yeah, just so people know she's a girl.
King booties.
A girl. Of course.
Oh, man. Yeah. Good old Phoebe.
So what else is going on?
Oh, well, again, I mean, we didn't have much between then and Dallas. And I was just in Dallas and just, it was great, but also miserable at the same time.
I know.
You know?
No, you go to Georgia in a couple of weeks and then no more traveling for a while.
No, not if I can help it. Yeah. I'm worried about Georgia, even though it's a direct flight. It's just such a mess.
Yeah.
The screwing with everything.
Yeah.
I do have several emails that came in.
Mm-hmm.
See, this one came in from David Wicker. And sometimes he just sends, because, you know, I'm turning 58. On Saturday.
Yes.
And he says, surprise book for you and the keeper on the way from Amazon to the P.O. box for Thursday arrival. Of course, I won't get it until next week. I'll get wine bottled up at some point and sent your way. 58, I'm 52. You don't need to be listening to the whispers. You ain't old, Podfather. Old means what? Your life has meaning. You have dreams. You are a father and have found the love of your life.
Aww.
You are bringing his light, the truth. You're doing great things here.
Aww. So just, wow.
You know, from time to time, people just send me something like that. It's mm-hmm. so nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was that was my most important email of the day. There's other ones.
But yeah, that's really
that
was
the nice. Big one.
Yeah. Well, I have the big 75 Hard program is starting on Sunday.
Well, this, of course, is really the topic of conversation.
Yes. So this is the last bottle of wine that we're going to have on the show.
Wait.
Oh, hold on. Cheers.
Cheers one more time.
Should I down it and just get saucy?
Down it. Do it. Chug. No, I'll do it.
No, I'm not going to chug. I'm going to savor it.
I'm so excited for you because the energy that you have since you started this, and you got to give everybody an update because it's really become bigger than, you know, just you doing this program. The energy, you are so happy.
I'm a
you're
different
bouncing.
Person, aren't I?
I mean.
Well, sort of.
I mean, you know, it's been very hard for you the past, we moved here, what is it now, a year and a half
say
ago?
Hard with me. I would say I've been stagnant, like uninspired.
Well, I didn't quite finish my sentence.
Oh, I'm
but
sorry.
When you have a, you were in doing a certain job where if there's no people coming in just because of whatever's going on, then, you know, that's just, there's no energy. You need energy from mm-hmm. people one way or the other. And it just wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just, it wasn't there. And so you were just looking for the right thing.
Right.
And, right. It just like slapped you in the face.
Well, I met Lorraine in the store and started chatting with her. And I
now, who's Lorraine again?
She's one of the customers at the store that I used to work at.
Oh, and so the store was good for something. And then you just spit it out. And
yes, I no longer work at the store. So I can't hook you up with any furniture. No, if anybody's looking for no. any. Anyway, I started a conversation with her. And I don't remember how it came up, but she was the one that inspired me. We talked about this on the last show. And so I was thinking strategically, like when I'm getting nudged to do this, mm-hmm. I'm getting nudged to do it. When do I want to do it? And I knew I was traveling a lot in the summer. And then I thought, you know, I'm going to do it right after Adam's birthday, because that way I can celebrate your birthday and, you know, we can have a nice evening. And then I'm going to start on Sunday. And so I've been planning this about a month now, I think. Has it been about a month?
More than 3 weeks.
Yeah. And so I put it out on Instagram and said, you know, 75
as one does, might as well share these moments
marketer.
In your life.
I'm yes. a marketer. I got to market, you know.
Market yourself.
So I put it out on Instagram and said, you know, I'm going to start this day and this day. Who wants to join me?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Doing that initial post, that is also kind of, that's part of the psychological part for you,
yes.
I'm thinking, because mm-hmm. you're sharing it with your clan, your
there's a
whoever.
Whole community out there. If you use the hashtag, there's a whole community.
What hashtag is it? 75 hard, 75
hard.
75
mm-hmm.
hard.
Mm-hmm. And so I put it out there, and all of a sudden, well, I originally talked my sister Tony into doing it.
This is a big deal.
And this is a big deal, yes, because she's never really embarked on a program like this. And I think for her, it'll be so good for her, not just physically, but mentally too, because mm-hmm. really this is a mental challenge. Mm-hmm. It's not, you get the physical benefits out of it, but it, you need mental discipline. And so it was me and Tony, and I put it out there, and now I have 11 women in my group.
This is so cool.
And not my group, it's our group. And I am thrilled that we're all just going to be supporting each other and helping each other out and telling stories. And I am just so excited. But the one thing that I think is setting a lot of us up for success is that we started pre-gaming. You cannot go from 0 to 100. You can't all of a sudden wake up on a Sunday and say, okay, I'm going to drink a gallon of water. I'm going to work out 2 times a week.
The first 2 or 3 days, you're like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I can do this.
I had, yes.
But so the first 3 days is, it's kind of like that moment, right? Where that's if people go from zero to that in 3 days, you'd be falling
all over
yourself.
And that's what he said. He said 99% of the people fail after the first 3 days.
3 days.
And I think, I definitely think if you don't pregame, you're setting yourself up for failure. You cannot go.
And so the frosting I'm giving you, that's all part of the pregame?
That's part of the pregame.
And part of this wonderful boomtown. Thank you, Peggy. It's actually pretty good.
It is very good.
Yeah, it's all pregaming.
Yeah. And then, you know, your birthday.
It's been wonderful to see you this way, by the way. You're doing your walk, you're doing almost the whole program.
The only thing I'm not doing is I'm not reading. So here's what you have to do. You have to do 2 workouts a day. One outside and one inside, 45 minutes each. I've been doing that for probably the last week now. So I've got that down. You have to drink a gallon of water. I've been doing that for 2 weeks now? Got mm-hmm, that down. Mm-hmm. You have to, no sugar, no alcohol, no cheat days. I don't have that down yet because, you know, I'm trying to get it all in mm-hmm, before.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
and then you have to take a daily photo every day to because he says you miss the little details. Mm-hmm. And then you have to read 10 pages of a nonfiction book. And I have my first 2 books, which is...
And when is the husband sexy time?
Day 27. So can you hold out for 4 weeks?
Sure, baby.
Okay.
Sure, no problem.
No, I think that, you know, I know that I will surpass the 3 days. I mean,
you're so far ahead that you're motivating everybody with their pregaming. When I see what you're doing,
I'm so happy that all these women came together. Yeah. And there's one guy that might join us too, so that would bring us up to 12. I am just, I'm super, super stoked about it. I'm very inspired. Yeah.
I can see it.
I know.
She's glowing.
I know.
It's amazing.
I get up and I do my, I slap on my headphones and I go and I walk for 45 minutes. And today I was listening to that podcast, Smartless, with Will Arnett, Sean Hayes, and Jason Bateman. super, and I'm walking down the street, cracking up laughing. And
yeah,
I just,
that's cool.
Yeah. So I walk for 45 minutes. And
I was thinking about that. Do you remember way back in the day? I think we might have been old enough. In the 70s, there was this moment where it was especially good if you had roller skates, but you had the headphones on with the antennas.
Yeah.
A receiving FM radio. And you just, did you have those?
No, we were poor.
What, did you have like just two tin cans with strings attached to it?
Yeah, pretty much. No, we just sang in each other's ears. That's all we did.
Aww.
It's okay.
I feel bad I brought it up now.
Yeah, we weren't privileged like you were.
Oh, please. Oh, yeah.
But anyway, no, I'm super excited about it. So sadly, this is the last bottle of wine that I get to partake in.
Yeah, it is kind of, we already discussed it, kind of ruins the show.
But I'm going to have a wine glass. I'm going to have a wine glass. I'm just going to drink water.
Yes,
sparkling water.
I know.
Maybe I'll add a slice of lemon or something.
Now, I've been through several different phases with you of exercise and challenges and things. Which, by the way,
I know you've really put up with me. I appreciate it.
Oh, no. I don't feel that way at all. But the food related stuff sometimes would kind of suck because, like, you know, we have to eat this or that. And then when at least live with us, it was.
No, I never restricted you, though.
No. You never restricted me, but I automatically, it's just easier to just make something that everybody's going to eat.
Yeah.
It's not a hardship. Don't give me that look. Just immediately
I'm
stop.
Like, story's not accurate.
No, it's never bothered me.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it's like, you know, look, I'm an awesome dude. What can I say? Okay. But this...
I agree. But go ahead.
Oh, thank you. But this time is different because now, in addition to it, you're doing the mainly carnivore-based diet.
Yes, I'm doing an animal-based
diet.
And
I'm so excited about this because, dudes, my wife is talking about, well, I'm going to have hamburger meat for breakfast. Hello, singing my tune. Every guy in the world is like, you can throw some bacon in there.
Yeah, I'm slowly transitioning to an animal based diet. So I'm going to be cutting out all the gluten-free bread.
But how do you feel?
I've been indulging. I mean, we ate a whole pint of ice cream last night.
But when you were in Florida and I,
oh my gosh, I
almost literally just had, you know, beef the whole time, and with very little else, big ribeye and everything. I just felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really did.
See, I didn't feel good in Florida because I ate so much gluten. I only have the intolerance. I don't have celiacs, but, no, I'll check in on me in 2 weeks because it'll be primarily animal protein. So yeah, I'm learning so much from Texas Slim and then from the Carnivore MD. I'm learning so much about how protein, good beef, got such a bad
well, this
rap.
Is the problem. It's got to be the good product. Otherwise, you might as well not do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to be eating steak for breakfast.
So blessed, man. Have all these smart people come into our lives, different things.
At
they
the right,
know.
And look at the timing too with all of this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of cool.
It's all the path.
So yeah, I feel like a sense of accomplishment. So I can't wait to see what's going to happen 2 weeks. 4 weeks, 6 weeks into this program, he basically, Andy Frisella, who developed the program, says you come out a different person. So, yeah.
And it's funny that we were on vacation in Mexico and he was there with his family.
Yeah.
And we were talking to his dad.
We were talking to his dad.
He's like,
excuse me.
He's like, what do you do? I'm a podcaster.
No. He said, my son has a podcast. He's a really successful podcast. And yeah, he's celebrating his 40th birthday. And
I'm sorry. Is that, did we get a boostagram while we were talking here?
Crazy how.
Oh, since it came in while we were doing the show.
Okay.
From Cats Be Cool.
Cats Be Cool.
Cats Be Cool. I've been giving boost karma to support others because I need job karma. If the keeper could please say, go get him, Tiger, I'm sure it would help.
Oh, go get him, Tiger. We needed like a roar. Perfect. Go get him, Tiger. Roar. Yeah, so that's and thank you for being so supportive. You've just been incredibly. Hello,
are you talking to me? I thought you were talking to the. I'm listening to you. I'm like, well, someone's been really nice
hello,
to her.
Talking
oh, that
to
would
you?
Be me.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. No, are you kidding me? No, I prayed for this.
I know. I did too.
Because I saw how unhappy you were, which of course it ruins my life.
Like, you have it so
Lord,
rough.
Please, please, Lord, we have to find.
She's going to make me strip the bed and wash the sheets.
That's not how I pray, bro. Oh. That's not how it goes down, man. No. But I have to say.
Oh. Yes.
You know, and I don't ask for things, but I ask for blessings for certain people in certain scenarios, and things happen. It's really amazing to see.
Yes, because
and this is a big one for me. Kind of like just show Tina a path where she can get some passion for something. Boom, it happens.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna think of other things to pray for.
I'm super excited.
Use up my pray juice.
Yeah. I'm super excited. So who knows? I mean, there may be a few more who join us. So
go ahead.
I don't know. So we're at 11.
It's interesting because when Slim was here, you're like, oh, I'm doing all this. The first thing Slim said was, man, that could turn into all kinds of stuff.
I know. Yeah, that's what I said. Could. Yeah. Yeah. But so I'm just kind of keeping notes, you know, about what's worked for me and keeping notes about what is going to work for other people. And yeah, so we'll see. We'll check in 2 weeks and see where I'm at.
Speaking of notes, what else do you have on this list of yours? Because you were writing stuff down even just yesterday, and you came in from the bedroom like,
I have a couple. Well, I meant to say.
Wait, let me finish. Let me finish this scenario. I'm just writing something down. And I'm like, what did I do? What did I do wrong? No, I'm just making a note of something for the show or something.
I have a lot of things to talk about. When you came home from Dallas, I mean, you were gone.
What did I do wrong?
Why do you automatically think you rarely do anything wrong?
Because it starts with when you come home from. I'm like, what did I do?
I was saying you were gone for a while, and we were laying in bed, and I go, oh, I'm so happy you're home, and you go, yeah, home is where the heart is, and I go, what are you, a Hallmark card?
This is unfortunately, I just have no off button.
We laughed so hard. It was my God, your Hallmark card. That was funny.
I'd forgotten about that one. Yeah. Well, this
home is where the heart is.
Let me tell you, laughing in bed is the best, is the best. What do I always say?
We do that a lot, too.
Yeah. We get into bed at night. We're going to go to sleep.
You said it's your favorite. It's one of your favorite times.
It is. It's my happy place.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's always, you know, because you always eventually go, you're done. You drift off.
Well, yeah. Usually. Most of the time. I have on my list, too. We were going to talk about this. Where we were talking about our learning styles, and you said, "Oh, our learning—the way we learn things is very different."
What was the context
conversation? Of this? I don't know. I don't remember what we were talking about, but the way that
hit me up there.
Oh,
if you don't mind.
Jeez, save some for me, man.
This was in the context of the manual.
Which manual?
Any manual of anything in your life. If there's a manual, Tina will not use the device. Will not really want to drive the car. You like reading the manual.
I have to read the manual. How do you know things? How do they work if you don't read the manual?
Well, this is why I'm so disappointed. You know what the blue hook is for.
The blue hook?
Yeah, the one that you need if you ever get towed. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
The blue hook. But you are someone who likes to follow the manual. It was probably in the context of some technology not working. I can't remember what it was. And I'm more like, oh, does do bop up? Does it do this? Can I fall off? Will it kill me? All right, I'm riding. Let's go.
No, like I have to assess risk. I have to. That's why I'm such a rule follower.
You are.
Like even with the 75 hard program, I'm like, I got to work 45 minutes.
Oh, which is why we have
44.
No doubt.
Not 43, 45.
No, I have no doubt you're going to follow that one to the T.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we learn very differently. I guess it's a compliment to each other.
Of course, this is the beauty of it. Yes, this is the beauty of it.
Wait a minute. I'm doing most of the work by reading the manual and sharing it with you.
Well, there's a sucker born every minute, isn't there?
I just realized that.
Hey, I'm out front breaking the stuff, whatever it is. I'm always the one out there breaking it.
I know, but you do fix it. You're a great IT guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. There's anyone who does any technology is that person for their family and their community.
I couldn't get my exercise mirror to work, and I'm like, I need your help.
And then Andrew Horowitz called, and his whole podcast feed was messed up.
Yeah,
and he was talking about it. He's
on, funny. On the show. He was
on DH Unplugged.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, you can tell when Adam really gets into something is he goes really deep into it. And he wanted because I did. I was like, oh, what is going on with your shit, man? Let's figure this out. And, they were just laughing about how passionate I am. I get about fixing something like this and just going into, you know, we got to get this guy and that guy.
That's the one thing I don't ever worry about is something goes wrong with technology. You always fix it. It might take a bit of time sometimes, or it may not take any time at all, but you fix it. I love that.
Yeah. Or I find the guy who can help us.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of good people in our orbit.
Let me tell
you, got a lot of good
people.
You know,
we've kind of divided kind of our tasks, you know, and it just works really well. We're very synergistic, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh no, I mean extremely synergistic, but we sometimes we intersperse a little bit. It's like kind of, I mean,
we think a lot alike too.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. Although
uh-oh.
I have this on my list.
Wait,
too.
What did I do now? This is just a question of the day. What did I do?
Adam always says, I'm going to Indiana that shit. He always says that. And what he means by that is that I am the type of person, I will turn over the bottle and get the last piece of lotion or bit of lotion out, or the last part of
the toothpaste tube.
In fact, tonight after dinner, I had to put some foil over the mashed potatoes before they were served. And I opened up the roll and there's about 6 inches left. I rolled it back up and put it back in the drawer because I'm like, I'll use that. So I've been noticing in our bathroom, there's these little rolls of toilet paper underneath your sink.
Let me explain this.
What is that? You used to do that when we dated, remember?
Okay. Let me explain.
Let me hear. So you're not Indiana-ing anything.
Excuse me. Okay. I am, but I also was raised with Emily Post. Okay. So there's two conflicting things going on. And I just did it again in our bathroom in the powder room. We have a guest. I went to the bathroom. I'm like, this roll is almost at the end. It may have a quarter inch. So I take it off and I put it underneath the sink and I put a fresh one on for our guest. So if our guest like taking a dump doesn't have like, oh man, I don't know if I have enough paper.
Nobody's going to take a dump in the powder room.
I might. And
then, you live here.
And in our bathroom, I do it for you because I don't want you to run out of paper towel in the middle of the toilet paper in the middle of the night.
Aww.
And you go all the way. There's like three pieces left. I'm like, so, I mean, I have a choice here. I can take one, you know, blow my nose daintily and leave two for you in the middle of the night. Or I'm going to say, fuck it. I'm going to put the new roll on. Look at me. Urgh, big spender. That is for guests and for you is very important to me. But if it's too much, I put the roll underneath because there will be an emergency situation. There's going to be another lockdown and Adam will have hundreds of little rolls
like
of leftover toilet paper. Yes.
When we were dating, I'd look under his cabinet and there's like six rolls.
Why
like,
were you looking in my cabinet when we were dating?
I was looking for toilet paper.
It's creepy. No, bull crap. Because there was, you never had short of toilet paper when you were dating me ever.
You know, so now that I've seen those under there, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to pull them out and use them.
You're going to use
them.
That's fine. That's what they're there for. But just don't put them back on the holder.
Yes, I use everything to the last drop.
But me too. This is just,
you've gotten better. Yeah. I appreciate it. I appreciate you thinking
also,
about me.
And also, I think it's also, you know, if Architectural Digest comes by, you know, the lid won't be open and the toilet paper will be abundant.
Our toilet lids are never open. They're always. And then when we were dating, I remember when I started spending the night and you told me.
Listen to the tone of voice. It's going to be uncanny how much it sounds like me.
Then you told me, hey, listen. Listen, put the lid down, man. I don't like the lid up. That's really gross. All right?
Oh,
come on,
shit.
Man.
Nothing. I said, we put our lids down in this household.
You said, hey, can you close the lid? That's what
okay, but here's why. This is a democratic thing and it's hygienic. You should close the lid before you flush, no matter what you...
Right, I know, because the fecal matter flies everywhere.
Hell yeah.
It gets on your phone.
That's the whole point. Now, so you close the lid, you flush, then there's no confusion No women fall down the thing in the middle of the night. No, I grew up with women. I know.
So it's always interesting when we have guests over. I know that I'm like, oh.
Chicks always leaving the lid up. Chicks, the worst offenders.
Hey, that could have been a deal breaker with me. Like, oh my God, that chick leaves her toilet cover up all the time. It wasn't.
No, I corrected you right away. Did. I fixed that right away.
Yeah, you're like, hey, bro.
Did not bro you on any of that. Not at all.
Oh.
But it is very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. One other thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's, I think this is, I appreciate your Indiana. You really have taught me a lot about frugality and just unnecessary waste. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Hey, is the dog snoring behind you? I thought I heard her. She's snoring.
She's out. Oh, I can't hear her.
Before we go to thank a few people, I wanted to say that Christina Henry is coming to San Antonio and I'm going to meet her for dinner. And so she is a no agenda listener and she started listening to Curry. She started listening to Curry and the Keeper. She works for Southwest. And so she and I have like struck up a friendship, like, but you know, through text and through.
Now, where does she live?
She lives in Indiana. And,
oh, how coincidental.
Yeah. And so you told me that it's the
near the old hood or where?
No, southern, way south from where I was.
In the corn.
And, you know, she's got a huge garden. Like she has a bountiful.
Oh, that's
yes.
right. I've heard you talking yeah. about that. Yeah.
But she's really funny and I'm so excited to meet her. We're going to meet on Tuesday. But you had said, hey, it's the first official Curry and the Keeper meetup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
you corrected yourself.
Yes, because I'm not invited. So it's. It's the first Keeper meetup.
Yes. Sorry.
I'm not. It's the first meetup. And
I know. But you're okay with that, right?
Can you just take my head on a stick?
Yeah. Oh, good idea. Good idea. I'll just pop up my phone. Anyway.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. That's I think it'll nice. Be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. All right. You want to thank a few people?
Yeah. I'm still kind of wondering what that one thing was when you came in the other day and you were like, yeah, I wrote this thing down. What was that? Because you never really told me. You told me how great and funny I am at bed at night.
I don't remember.
You wrote it down.
I probably already talked about it. Oh, well, I mean, what? No, this isn't it. But I told you that I wanted to mukbang a cake. Before the 75 hard, and you told me it was a divorceable offense. I wrote that down. I have that.
Yeah, maybe it's no. It was after that, but
you told me go buy the cake. So I don't know if you don't know what mukbang is, you have to go onto Instagram. Just
okay,
put in mukbang.
You don't have to look at this at all. This is very bad for your. You can't unsee these kind of China doll, China girl type chicks
eating copious amounts of food.
With rubber gloves.
And they have, sometimes they have the, wait. It's ASMR. Oh, but sometimes they have the microphone clipped to their neck.
That's
like,
that's kind of funny. But anyway, I think that's for extra vibration for the ASMR. They get the extra. Yeah, I think so. It's the whole thing. It's creepy.
But
it's
so intrigued. Wait.
But what is it that draws you to it?
The cake. They eat these cakes. I mean, these little girls eat these whole cakes. And so I'm watching them. I'm like, I want a whipped cream cake.
And I said, and then you saw and one. And you saw one at HEB. So go get it.
Go get it. And I'm like, I can't.
I'll eat it with you.
Even my daughter, Elise, was like, Mom, don't do that. You're going to get sick.
You get sick.
I'm just so intrigued. I'm addicted to I just can't. I find it interesting. I don't know why. It's kind of weird.
No, it's not kind of weird. It is.
It's a divorceable offense.
It's not quite. It's not a divorceable offense.
Now it's time to hear from the Kotsukas.
Hey, come on. That's right.
We got to hear from those Kotsukas now.
Ah, yes, the Kotsukas.
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Kotsukas.
We got a lot of support
on this show.
This was very nice.
Wait a minute, but in Dallas, you said everybody was asking you where the Keeper was, right?
Oh, man. So this is how it will go. Hey, Adam, it's so great you're here. Is the Keeper here? Keeper around? Are you guys doing a show from here? Are you producing her show from here, I mean? Hey, that show you produce. Several people. Where's the Keeper?
That was nice.
Yes. So what's fantastic is the we got like a whole bunch of boosts and boostergrams, 46. We won't read all of them because a lot of them are without message, but the boostergrams we like reading. And because there's, you know, we don't really have cutoff numbers, but everyone's, there's actually some pretty big numbers here. And the first one is always the top, you know, what you get when you're top of the list.
Baller, shot caller, 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
This is Sir Brian with an I, who doesn't know him.
Yes, he's my new BFF, and he does not need to be decanted.
What do you mean, new BFF? He's been texting you for months. This is not new. And he
says, I'm helping him out.
Dear Adam. Now, first, a super row of ducks, 222,222
Brian, holy smokes.
Perfect. And I know he went through some trouble to figure it out, so I appreciate it.
Wow.
I recently suffered an attack from a purebred pod monster. Please help resolve this.
Oh, jeez.
And so he sent me, now this is interesting, because he sent me a screenshot of a text message with you, my wife. Here's some dude texting my wife. Now, he's smart enough to keep the timestamps off because they know that this is probably, it's either probably 1 a.m. when I'm sleeping or sometime when I'm not awake.
I don't think so.
And he says, Becky the tree line hoe. No, he says tree line slut. And you say, Becky the tree line hoe, get it right. And he says, I'm going to have to clip it. I knew it was Becky, but I'm pretty sure Adam said slut. And you say, she's my dog. She's a hoe. So this is the productive conversation you have with Brian. And he accompanied that with a clip to prove that he's right.
I wonder what her dead name is.
You already told me. It's Becky.
It's Becky.
Becky the slut.
Becky the slut.
Oh, my God.
It was my fault. She is Becky the tree line hoe. But that is the resolution of this bet.
God. Wait till you hear from me, Brian.
Now, here's the worst part.
Oh, there's more?
He's texting me, did you get my bit? I've got the picture. Did you get the clip? And he's like trying to write comedy for me now.
He is pretty funny. All right.
He's very
funny. All right, dude.
He's very funny.
He wants to join our 75 hard group, and I told him no. Not allowed.
No, good idea. I'm going to show you how to manage these people.
Oh, Brian,
who show up. Then we have Sir Input and Jay of the Sierras. 122,222
Do they need to be decanted?
Let's see. Hello, Adam and Tina. My wife and I continue to enjoy the entertaining peek into your lives and marriage.
Oh,
into our marriage. I always say we are like Lucy and Ricky, but with a happy ending. We don't mess around. We don't mess around here. Also, thank you both for talking openly about your journey towards the Christian faith and your leaky bucket situations. May your marriage be blessed.
Oh, we do have a very blessed marriage.
I'm going to decant them.
You've been decanted.
I don't know if they need it or not, but anyone who is a new supporter?
Yes, thank you so much.
100,000 sats from Joel Nelson.
Wow.
Rochester, Minnesota. Tina, thanks for responding to my email. I'm behind on this series, but I've enjoyed this series and look into y'all's relationship. Keep this up. I'm also excited to see where the God journey ends up.
Aww.
A lot of people.
I love that.
A lot of people are very interested
so
in this.
So many people have. Yeah. I love that they are on a faith journey, and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Me too. Through Tallycoin, which you can also do at curryandthekeeper.com. Of course, we'd love for you to get one of those fancy new podcast apps, newpodcastapps.com. You can use Fountain. It's a great way if you've never used it before, but many other that you can boost us with. And so we got, I'll just call it anonymous because we don't know, there was no name left. 100,033 sats.
Oh, anonymous?
Well, not with a name. So anonymous or didn't know how to do it. Clever, says Anonymous. Tina tried to shave 10 years off her age in the previous episode, seeing she has completed only 5 decades so far and is now just entering the 6.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that's right. Yeah, that is right. Yeah.
But no.
I'm 50 inch plus shipping and handling.
Shipping and handling. Then we got 70,129, also no name through Tallycoin, just said, great show. Thank you very much. Aww. Dreb Scott comes in with a 50,000 boost.
Dreb, he's always so generous.
We have, here's Sketchy Cuts again. Or we just keep reading the same one over and over again. 35,000. Greetings from Sketchy Cuts Woodcraft. Sorry I missed the boosting last week, but that didn't seem to stop Adam from reading my previous boostagram again. Indeed. Now, if my mortgage company would see the same accounting practices, I could pay off this house sooner. In the meantime, I'll stick to making things out of wood and selling them to you. Go to sketchycuts.com, use promo code CORKSOAKER.
Oh, and he does beautiful work. Beautiful, beautiful.
Unbelievable
work. And yeah, I got to clean up the back office. Yeah, go. Okay, go ahead.
Good luck on the hard 75, Sir John Circumference from Sketchy Cuts.
Thank you, John.
We have the Dirty Jersey Whore. 33,333. 33,33,33 sounds like a lot, but in fiat, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $7. Anyway, I would like to request a decanting. Ooh, there we go.
We'll you've been you. Decanted.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole. So good.
Cool. That was like a double. That actually fit in the intro. Didn't mean to do that. That's fat fingered that. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm looking forward to meeting the Keepers podcast producer at the upcoming Food Intelligence Conference in Georgia.
Oh, in Georgia, yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Thank you. And he does request a Go Podcasting and a Droopy Boost.
Go Podcasting!
Wait, where's the Droopy Boost?
What's a Droopy Boost? Doesn't sound good.
Where is it? I don't. That's a podcasting 2.0 thing.
Oh.
Well, now we have to hear it. Here we go. Droopy Boost.
Boost.
Worth it, right?
Yeah.
We'll see you there, Dirty Jersey Whore. What will you be wearing? I'll be wearing a carnation. Comic strip blogger, 15,033 sats. Howdy, Tina and Adam. Hope you two have recovered from COVID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's way.
Still a little bit of a cough.
We
both have a bit of a cough.
Mm-hmm. Long COVID.
Oh, and to your audience, I recommend a podcast about artificial intelligence. News, history, knowledge is narrated by Gregory William Forsyth Foreman from Kent. And you can find it by opening AI.cooking in your web browser or podcast app. Stay safe with Jesus.
And Gregory is actively looking for work.
Is he now?
That's what she said on the last donation segment.
He shouldn't let comic strip blogger give away all the Satoshis then. Something's wrong with the partnership there.
Thank you.
12345 from Forged Foe, who just says, love this show. Thank you. A row of sticks or dicks, depending on how you look at it. 11,111 from SLC.
Is that, do they need to be decanted?
Let me see. Trying to hit my wife in the mouth.
No grapes in the face.
No grapes in the face. What catchphrase horrifically describes the formula for this show?
Grapes in the face.
Grapes in the
grapes
face.
Grapes in the face. Yeah. Oh, and Brian wants to be called the serial grapist because he's always graping people in the face.
Then he needs to change that in his fountain app so that it comes through appropriately. SLC says, all the ones are for straight teeth, Adam.
Oh.
Thank you.
No horse teeth.
Hey, man. We're going on next Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going on Tuesday. And I'm going too because I said to Adam, I go, number one, you can't have horse teeth. Okay,
so this is where the designer of my Stingray Corvette, who's making the hot rod, that's how I'm just viewing it. That's how I get over my anxiety. He's going to show us his plans for the hot rod that will then be in my mouth.
Yes. So, just there goes my Christmas presents.
Please send more Satoshis. C-Dubs 10101, boosting from podcastindex.org with Albie. He's just, we have all these different ways now to boost.
Oh, yeah. As a new person?
I don't know. Do you have to you do have to kind of ask for it. If they don't ask for it,
okay, that's the new rule. You have to ask to be decanted.
Sir Doug comes in with 2 10,000 sat boosts.
Thank you.
Great episode, he says. Addison 33, excellent jingle from Dame Jennifer. Please decant me.
Oh,
now I do it.
Now it's time.
No, that's the wrong one.
I know. I'm doing it wrong, but it won't stop. It won't. I'm out of control.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on a second. I'm trying.
Okay. Is it long COVID?
Exactly.
You've been decanted.
It's just the wrong muscle memory. I'm sorry. Long COVID. It's okay. You're right. It's long COVID.
It's okay. You're doing a good job.
I'm trying.
Keep going.
Thank you for the encouragement. It's so nice you remember the little people. We got a boob boost here from Addison 33. Boob sats for the boost, 8008. Thank you. High five boost, 5555 from Martin Lindeskog. Who says, have you watched Bottle Shock movie yet?
Oh, no.
Bottle Shock. I think you would enjoy it. You could see parallels with what is going on in the potosphere and the wine field in the film.
Oh.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Bottle Shock. We'll take a look. Let me see. 5,000 from Captain Compliance. Boost for 0 point. I don't know what that's about. here we go. Just call me Tans, boosting to provide background. My username is taken from A Moon is a Harsh Mistress by Robert A. Heinlein. It means there ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
Oh, okay.
We have some. What's happening now is here's people who are just boosting things as they hear them, just like quick little boosts, and they're talking back to you. So you'll say something in the podcast. And they'll boost back to you, but we don't know.
Oh, in response to
exactly what. But we have that coming. I showed it to you today from the Get Albi guys. We'll be able to do that mini boost. Let's see. Here is your row. Did Tina really say noise?
Noise.
Can't help but have some sats left, so I'm keeping the send. End of show boost. Hello, hello. So this is just people just sending random amounts.
Okay.
And thank you to Trish. We got all of her sats.
Oh,
in.
Yes. Thank you, Trish.
And she also sent, well, she's the one that sent us the
wine
from Madonna's parents' vineyard.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got that. Thanks for the shout on the show. Hey. Thank you, John Kumar, for supporting my dental work as well, Sir John of South London. I really appreciate that. You know, it's like if it really was a Corvette, I'd let y'all take a ride. I mean, I don't know if you want to ride my mouth when it's done. But
hello?
This doesn't sound like a good idea, does it? No, sorry. I reread it at the moment it came out of my mouth. Anyway.
Anywho.
This is value for value. You can only get this podcast either on the website or if you use one of the apps at newpodcastapps.com. It's really important because there will come a time when you just can't get this kind of dynamite entertainment on any of the mainstream apps or platforms.
Yes.
And we're making sure that we stop that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you, everybody.
Did you ever see my my value for value presentation? No, you haven't had time to look at that.
No. Mm-mm. Okay. No.
It's only my life's work.
Okay. Don't worry about it. I hear about all the time. And I hear every day that I'm married to the Podfather.
What? Do I say that? No.
You remind, in a joking way, you always remind me, hey, I'm the Podfather. No, I'm like, really? No, I'm the keeper.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen, elevated to 20 years of being the Podfather, 20 episodes, and now she's the keeper. Right over the top, baby. Well deserved.
So I just wanted to talk about the bridge for a little bit. Sure. Like I mentioned earlier,
I put him in the show notes again. I mean, can I just say that was it this morning?
You watched, Pastor Jimmy's sermon.
Yeah,
from
because
Sunday.
I didn't have time and technical problems on Sunday. I really couldn't do it. Wow, is that rain?
That is rain.
Yeah, it's rain. Yep. Holy crap. And so I was like, I just want to sit down and just watch his sermon. And it was a good one. It was more leaky bucket stuff. And it was just so much. It's so energizing to me. It's not the same as being there. And I wish I could be there with you.
Yeah.
But at least it comes close.
Yeah.
Kind of close.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Well, I finally introduced myself to him. I finally went up to him and said, I want to introduce myself. My name is Tina Curry.
And he said...
He said,
"The keeper."
No.
Oh, it's really coming down.
It is. It? Yeah. He said. He goes, "You know, I see you out there." He goes, "You're already a part of our family." Because I asked him if there was any, if there was a formal process to join the church, and he said, "No, there's just an introductory meeting that we have, which is scheduled in October." He said, "Sign up for it," and it just basically tells you about the history of the church, and and so I signed up for it.
Wow.
Yes.
This really...
It is.
The metal roof
outside
on the studio is not good in this case.
Yeah. No. Is people going to be able to hear it?
Okay. You hear it. It's like, yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
Okay. So he was talking about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit... there's a whole series all summer. And...
I know. It's bad,
it's
isn't it?
It's really loud. Yeah. Yeah.
I can hear you. Okay. Everybody can hear you.
All right. So the it is raining buckets outside.
We're here in the in the, we're reporting from the bad weather here in Fredericksburg. Tina, what do you, can you can try and come through for us?
I'm in the wind.
Yes,
I'm
I can tell wind. Your bed's very bad over there.
You got it down.
Yeah.
But as I was saying, he talked about how the Holy Spirit descends on us and that we sometimes we don't even realize it. And I, this story was brought back to me. We were dating and you were living in the penitentiary in your apartment.
Hold on. We called it the penitentiary. I was not actually in jail or incarcerated at the time, but it kind of resembled one.
Yes. And I was sitting on your couch and I'm like, you know, I have not heard from Ellen. And I picked up the phone and I called her and she picked up the phone and not, I don't know, less than 30 seconds before they just hit a deer.
Oh, that's right.
Remember
I remember
that?
Yes, of course I do.
And I was thinking,
about an hour away, hour and a half away.
Yeah, they were actually close to Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
And I, that was the Holy Spirit. Like, I, because I don't know what inside of me made me think of her and pick up the phone and at that exact moment. And so when he was talking about that, I'm like, oh my gosh, I connected it right to the Holy Spirit. You know, because he's our comforter. So I thought that was, I thought that was really cool.
Well, the whole series that Pastor Jimmy has been doing. Wow.
Oh. This is,
now I got crackling. No, what are we going to do? I don't know.
Well, we can pick it up.
No. I mean, this is reality,
okay.
Babe.
All right. Okay.
Wait a minute. This is not a Hollywood studio.
It's,
where all this, this is real life. I don't know if Texas Slim is drowning over there in the on the porch, but
probably.
No, but what I was going to say, the whole series this summer has been about the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Been, which is, I think, it's great he's doing that. I think it's often misunderstood, and I never really got it myself, and you can watch it all on the YouTubes.
Yeah, but one thing he was saying is that you show up,
and Jesus
shows out.
Shows out,
yes.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit shows out. So, yeah, it was, it's been really good. And then this past Sunday I was there, and there's a section where there's a portion where you have to stop and introduce yourself, and one of the worship team musicians came up and he goes, "I really like the way you worship with us," because I'm in it. My arms are up. I am in it. So.
I can't wait to join you to hear these cover songs.
So I love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah. So, yeah, so I'm really happy. And you know what? Like I said to you, I'm really considering being baptized.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
You were baptized.
I was
though,
baptized
weren't you?
As yes. an infant, though. And, as you know, when you're an infant, if you don't have anybody to kind of move you along, then, and to really, you know, teach you and embrace you in your religion, then it's, to me, it's meaningless. Like, so I'm going to pray about it. I'm really going to pray about it. So,
I mean, I love the little church where I was baptized. It's, you know, the one in Armagh.
You remember it?
Do I remember being baptized?
Yeah.
Like it was yesterday. And I thought, as it happened, no, of course not. But I've seen pictures of it. It was kind of like in a silver punch bowl.
Oh.
Kind of like, yeah, look kind of my...
Punch bowl?
Yeah.
Was there fruit floating in it?
I know, right? Was this an Illuminati thing that was happening? No, I think that people... Maybe my sister has this picture. I know there's a picture of me being baptized. Someone has it somewhere.
Hmm.
I think there was a lot of white involved.
Yeah.
Huh. Because yeah. I... It just feels like that church is where we recently... where Aunt Meg's service was held.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's kind of like the family church.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want that.
So I've been reading my Bible and I've been trying to
get...
But
can you do it on a different day than a Sunday?
What?
So I don't have to work. Can we do it on a different day, but a Sunday or
I
Thursday?
Don't know. Right, I can't. You want me?
No, I'll cancel
when
the
we,
show.
When
no
we
problem.
Get to that, when we get to that point, I'll let you know.
Okay, no, we'll move the show.
But I want... Yay!
Yes, of course.
So I've been reading the Bible and I've been...
Sorry, I can't hear you over the rain.
I'm wondering if our house is going to float away.
We'll be okay.
But anyway, I've been reading the Bible and I've been in Genesis and I cannot even pronounce some of these names. And so I brought it up to my friend Julie.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
I was going to say this is something that Pastor Jimmy was talking about. He was saying, you know, the language of the
Old Testament.
That was really for these dudes to go off and talk to the kings and let them know what was going on. It was a different type of language than for the people.
Right.
So anyway, that stuck in my mind that you said that.
So I brought it up to Julie. Julie and I went to dinner, and I brought it up to her, and I said, gosh, I'm just having a really hard time getting through this. Like, I'm rereading it, and I almost need like a Venn diagram to figure it out.
Oh, yeah,
and so we're going to start this Bible study together through this app. And
with
we're
the starting Old Testament?
No, it's with the New Testament. Yes. Okay. And so we're going to start it.
I'm a little jealous of that because I love this.
You can do it with us if you'd like. It's 20 minutes. It's 20 minutes a day, and I'm going to do it first thing in the morning. And you go to this website, and you read a devotional, and then two passages, and then you go to her podcast, and she explains them to you.
And that's a great idea.
Who invented podcasting? I'm telling you.
Brilliant dude.
I'm telling you. Yeah. So for 94 days straight, so I'm doing that simultaneously with the 75 Hard. So who knows?
I just look like a schlub next to you, man. I got nothing going on here.
Who am I going to be after this whole thing is over?
Baby, I don't know, but I'm excited. I'm excited to watch it happen.
Yeah, thank you.
Very excited.
So
are we doing question time before we leave?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Do you have anything? Let me just check my email box. It is really coming down. Really coming down. Let me see.
I'm a little concerned about that.
Saturn Lizards. Oh, he also said happy birthday. Oh. Saturn Lizards is my friend who emails me a lot. Sometimes he's homeless, sometimes he's not. I think he's with his sister now. He says, happy birthday, Adam Curry, a little bit early. Can you do me a favor? Can you and the best wife in the universe eat some edible marijuana and go out to a fancy dinner? Both of you effing deserve it.
Aww.
One more request. Please tell the keeper to pick you up some Carvel.
Carvel.
Ice cream.
Oh.
So I can be jealous.
Like a little, what's the whale cake? What was it called? Was that a Carvel cake?
Yeah, it was a... Cookie Puss? Cookie Puss? Cookie Puss? Don't you remember Cookie Puss? Don't you remember... Cookie Puss!
Adam, we were poor.
No, but don't you remember commercials for Cookie Puss?
Yes.
And what was the name of that whale? Now, this is important to understand.
I have no idea.
Yeah, hold on a second. Cookie Puss. You know who did that song, though? The Beastie Boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They did that. Hold on a second. Let's see. It was legendary. Let's see. Where is it? Oh, man. I don't know if it did. Wow. Listen to that. That rain is crazy. Okay. I'm ready for my question.
Okay. Tell me about your absolute favorite childhood possession ever.
My absolute favorite childhood possession ever. Wow, this is what age is childhood, I guess?
Any age.
Well, the only thing that pops to mind when I was about six is I think I've told you, I'd done a deal with Mark Redmer, who used to sit on my head. It's called the sitting game. It's not fun if someone asks you to play. Want to play the sitting game? Want to play the sitting game? Yeah.
And they sat on my head.
Sitting game. Sat on my head, Mark Redmer did.
Where's Mark today?
I don't know, man. So, now, it's the sitting
game.
Sat
on your head.
That was the game. And then, of course, after that happened, I went right back to my sister, Tiffany. Hey, want to play the sitting game? I sat on her head. It's a very abusive thing you pass down to people smaller and younger than you. But I don't remember. I saved my allowance, and he had a little, it was about this big, it was plastic, red plastic, it was a little reel-to-reel tape recorder.
Mm.
And you had to like jack a screwdriver in there because the batteries weren't exactly aligned properly. But I remember that I heard my voice for the first time on that.
Oh.
And I sounded like a girl, and I wanted to change that. And it came into my possession, and that was certainly for a long time my favorite possession as a child.
Oh, nice.
How about
and
you?
Look at where you are now.
I know, still messing around with, still playing the sitting game.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, I messed up the punchline. There it is.
The thing that I think of that comes to mind is I used to babysit for my mom's cousin, and I started at a very young age. And she bought me for my birthday a sapphire ring, a star sapphire. Do you remember those? It was the blue stone, and you could see kind of the star in it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And she bought me one of those. And
oh,
it was,
really?
It was a pear shape, and it was set in silver, and she bought me one of those for my birthday. And that was probably the very first jewelry, beautiful piece of jewelry that I ever owned. Yeah. So that was
so nice.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
I like that
one. I wonder
one.
Where that ring is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, last
probably
question.
When your sisters took it.
Probably. Did I ever tell you? Yes, I heard this story. I used to have this hope chest when I was young. It was given to me by my boyfriend when I was 16, and I had a white sweater.
A hope chest?
A hope chest, yeah. It was a chest. It was like at the hope. End of a bed, you like, you know, like a it had a bench. It was embroidered on the top, and there was a lock, and
oh,
you
yeah,
could
that's
open
you,
it.
Yeah, you put your
you put all your hopes and dead dreams in it.
Hopes and dead dreams. Okay.
And I had a white sweater in there, and I used to put my possessions in there and lock them up because I didn't want my sisters to
of course,
to take them and
steal them.
One day, somebody broke into the lock and opened it up, and I don't know what they did in there. And then when I went to put my key in, I couldn't put it in because the pin that they used broke off.
Aww.
I survived. It was okay.
Should we get you a new hope chest?
No, I don't need that. Oh, no, I don't need that. I got all my hopes and dreams have been fulfilled, baby.
Just pour me some more here when we get to the last question of the day, please. Thank you. This is kind of cozy with the rain coming down like that.
I'm
digging it.
That,
thank you. This is your last one, baby. Last hurrah.
I know. I'm going to load it up.
Chuck, yeah, bottoms up. Oh, yeah, she just slammed the decanter in there.
Cheers, baby.
All right, cheers, baby. I love you.
I love you, too. Okay, last question.
You can hear the lightning electricity.
Tell me, if you could have one luxury every single week for the rest of your life, what would it be?
You go first on this one. I feel like I'm not prepared.
Oh, my gosh.
A luxury for the rest of my life? Darkness fills the neighborhood.
I think that I would want a personal chef.
Oh, good one.
Yes. That's
good one.
Yes.
Hey, if I ask for the same thing, we get 2 days a week.
No, you don't get take my idea.
No, I like your idea. I want to double down. I want to double down on your idea. No. There was one luxury I could have a week. One luxury. Like no matter what it is, one luxury. I would love 1 day a week to be able to fly in a private jet with my wife to a destination of our choosing.
Oh, every week?
Hell yeah.
What would we do with the Phoebes?
And Phoebe. It's a private jet. That's the whole point.
Oh, okay, let's do
it. You bring your dog and your friends. Hey, Slim, let's go. We're going. Where are you going? Paris.
Nice. I like it.
Oh, darling. I am so excited for you. I cannot wait for your start next week and for the next show that we do when you tell us all about it.
You know, Adam, your support, I mean, it's giving me so much energy and inspiring me and just, yeah, I can't tell you how important it is to
That's
me.
Why
so
I can't
you,
wait for day number 27.
That's right. That's I love
everybody.
You, baby.
I love you too, darling. All right, everybody, curryandthekeeper.com. Support us with a boost. See you next time. Keep an eye, newpodcastapps.com when it comes out. And thank you so much for the support.